good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review right here on WFUV. This is our June 12th, 1993 edition of the greatest in R&B vocal group sounds, and of course a little rock and roll. And I was supposed to do this show either by myself or with another guest, but I chose to have a lunatic as a guest. And
right.
Today, you have 3 hours of, yes, you guessed it, folks, Sal and George. George,
yeah.
How are you?
How are you? Good to see you.
All right. It seems like old time sitting here, George, looking at your chrome dome.
Yes.
From where I'm sitting, and it feels very, very good. And why don't we give them some great R&B and rock and roll vocal group sounds today. Let's start off with one from a CD called The Unavailable 16 and the Original Nitty Gritty. Matter of fact, we're going to have four in a row. We're going to start off with Priscilla Bowman with the Spaniels from around circa, as my partner would say, circa 1958, Rockin' Good Way.
Never, never, never.
bad. Cause the night before last, I lost the best girl I ever had.
Else will do. Please tell me that. If you tell me you're mine, it will ease my aching heart. The pain is so hard to bear, but it leaves whenever you're near. Oh, when I'm alone, I think of you. It seems like nobody
beautiful ballad, which I especially want to dedicate to my wife, Susan Mondrone, from 1958 on VJ Records, Dallas Croom and the Croom Brothers with It's You I Love. And before that, you heard Mr. Delecta, D. Clark, fronting the delegates, who I kind of sneakily suspect could be the Cool Gents, from 56 again, Mother's Son. From 1953, The Five Echoes, originally released on Chance Records with Lonely Mood. And before that, Priscilla Bowman with The Spaniels, circa 58, Rockin' Good Way. And these were all off a CD called The Unavailable 16 and the original Nitty Gritty. Thank you, God, for CDs.
Which came from two albums originally, believe it or not.
Absolutely. How you doing, George?
I'm doing fine. Are you ready to go to Detroit?
Let's go to Detroit.
We're going to go to Detroit.
You say Detroit, I say Detroit.
Detroit, right.
Which is the proper way?
Neither.
How about Detroit?
Detroit.
Okay.
Right. Here's a group that sounds a lot like the Boilinaires, and I have a sneaky suspicion that either these guys hung out with them or parts of the Boilinaires are in this group. 1956, December of that year, up-tempo, we're going to do a spotlight now on the Enchanters on Coral as we begin with Wait a Minute, Baby.
A pretty girl. tell all you lonely people.
My baby and daddy thought,
there goes a pretty girl.
Just another true love gone, a love I used to call my own. But now my lover, she has gone. Come on. Please come back, come on home. Well, darling, I guess that this is all that a fool could say. Only a fool could be in love with you this way. Yes, I loved you, the wind blowing through the trees. It reminds me I used to call your name, sweet Louise. But to any fool that falls in love, it hurts. Come on. It's just another true love gone. Love I used to call my own, but now my love, she has gone. Come on home.
Yeah.
Way of the Motor City, November 1957, the flip side of One Mambo Santa Mambo. Those were the Enchanters on Coral with Bottle Up and Go. Before that, recorded in 1957, not released until 1963, the Enchanters on Coral with The Day. Before that, from December of 1956, the Enchanters sounding a lot like the Voilanaires with True Love Gone. Before that,
recorded in 1956, not released until September of 1967, There Goes a Pretty Girl, and that was the short version.
The long version came out first.
Exactly. Exactamundo, George. And from December of 1956, the Enchanters, once again, all on Coral Records, of course a subsidiary of Decca Records, and that was Wait a Minute, Baby. And I'd like to say hello out there this afternoon to my partners Dan Romanello, his lovely wife, Julie, and his daughter, and also to Neil and Judy Hirsch. And Neil,
Can I say hello to Lou, who's answering the phones?
Lou,
yes. And Shmoo.
Lou and Shmoo answering and Shmoo the phones. We should take them out to dinner this evening.
I think we should do that. That would be very magnanimous of us.
And as our statistician is sitting home waiting for my mistakes, I deliberately said the Lonely Mood by the Five Echoes originally was on Chance, but of course I was wrong. Any good collector knows it was on its subsidiary, Saber. So, yes, and as a matter of fact, speaking of the Five Echoes, we got another one coming up by the Five Echoes.
Okay.
Featuring Johnny Taylor. Should I tell him about it, George?
By all means.
George, your microphone.
By all means.
Thank you, George.
I was getting ready to do the next thing. So.
Oh, all right. Well, just calm down a minute. I want to say hello to Doug Powell and his cat, Smokey. And he hopes we have a great show. Doug, it's got to be a great show. George and I are here.
Hooray for the Burgermeister.
Of Pinsterdorten.
Right.
But, you know, we haven't done this in a very long time. You know that? Yeah, don't go getting hemorrhoids on me. Relax there. From 1953. By the way, this comes from a CD called A Taste of Doo-Wop. And this is volume one. I believe there are two volumes of this. And these are
two
all...
Two is not out yet.
Huh?
Volume two is not out yet.
No, I have A Taste of Doo-Wop.
Volume two?
Oh, no. That's A Taste of Soul.
Right.
But they're both on VJ.
This is correct.
All right, well, then why is The Taste of Soul Volume 2? Isn't that a Volume 2?
I don't know.
I'll have to call George at Relic and straighten this out.
This is true.
Anyway, from A Taste of Doo-Wop Volume 1, these are all VJ cuts, and this is a great cut. This features the lead singing voice of Johnny Taylor. Once again, the Five Echoes with I Really Do.
My girl forsake me, I don't know why did you leave me, why did you lie, I really love her, yes I love her, I really do, now she's
Baby.
You know she leave her every day.
people just to leave them unconvinced. Baby, you just as mean as you can be. Yes, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to let my baby be.
This is my night.
This is the night.
to me. Please, darling, believe in me. Yes, this is
That is a fine sound. D. Clark, Delecta D. Clark on VJ Records with the Cool Gents. And I believe that is an alternate take of This Is the Night. And I believe This Is the Night came out in 1955, originally released, of course, on VJ. All the cuts you heard, by the way, were off a CD called A Taste of Doo-Wop, Volume 1. Before that, unreleased by the Cool Gents with D. Clark, of course, Crazy Over You. And before that, Evil Woman by the Five Echoes featuring little Johnny Taylor. And that was also unreleased. And we opened up that four-record set with all the material being recorded on VJ with the Five Echoes and I Really Do. Right here on WFUV, the home of the R&B Group Harmony Review. This week, George and Sal.
And next week, I believe, Dan Romano.
Big Dan Romano.
Oh, no, I know what next week is. I'm sorry, I take that back. Next week, George Lavatelli and Bruce Grossberg will be here with the Top 40 from 1953, and Danny and Neil will be hosting that show.
Very, very good.
And it should be awesome.
Oh, definitely an awesome show.
And I can't wait to hear what's number one from 1953.
I am very curious myself to know what is number one from 1953. They're all number one from 1953 as far as I'm concerned, but it's kind of fun, you know, the... A survey now and then is kind of fun. It's no big deal. It gets you acquainted with what's out there and what people's different tastes are. You know, what do you got coming up, George? We're going to stay in that Chicago-Detroit area.
Yeah, we're going back to the Motor City. Long before there ever was a Motown record label, there was a group called the Four Tops. This one's from 1956 on Chess. It's called Could It Be You?
Trying my best to find some little girl who will share this love of mine. Could it be you, Mary Lou? Could it be you, Susan May? Could it be you, Lucille? Could it be you, Maybelline? Could it be you, honey child, who will share this love of mine? She must be willing and able to love me right in the middle of the day and our time tonight. She must love me long, love me strong, until my heart beats the tune like a bell ding dong. Could it be you who will share this love of mine? Every minute of the hour and every hour of the day and every day of the week and every week of the month and every month of the year. And baby, look here, I need your love.
In the middle of the day and all times of night, she must love me long, love me strong, until my heart rings the tune like a bell ding dong. Could it be you who share this love of mine? Could it be you, dear Lord? Could it be you? Could it be you, Gloria? Could it be you? Could it be you, Chiquita? Could it be you? Could it be you, Kalita? Could it be you? You and a child will share this love.
Ah, who said the Four Tops couldn't do wop? That's how they started. 1956, Chess Records. The Four Tops, with one called, Could It Be You?
And we're going to continue our little tribute right now to Motown as we go back to 1958 and feature a very young Impressions group, a couple featuring Jerry Butler and one or two featuring Curtis Mayfield. From 58, Jerry Butler and the Impressions on Abner with Come Back My Love.
Love, really love, love me. dearest. Oh, my darling, please love me as I love you. And in every word of every song I sing, I'll offer you all that I possess, my heart, my soul, and happiness, if you'll tell me that you smiled at me, all heaven seemed to come down to me and tell me that she loves you. And if I fail to prove my love, heaven my way and tell me that you, and when you smiled at me, all heaven seemed to come down to me and tell me that she loves you. And if I, oh, if I fail my love, heaven knows that I have tried my love, so tell me that she loves me.
...1958, Jerry Butler and the Impressions on Abner Records with Love Me.
Before that, one that came off the Unavailable 16 and the original Nitty Gritty CD, probably from around the same period of time, I don't know exactly, I would say 58, a long time ago. Before that, That You Love Me, that was Curtis and the Impressions on Abner, and that was from 1959... And we opened up our Impressions four-record set with Jerry Butler and the Impressions from Abner. Well, from Abner. Yeah, it was from Abner Records. From 1958 on Abner, Abner number 1017, and that was called Come Back, My Love. Very good sound.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're going back to Chicago.
We are going to go back to Chicago, and this is a fine treat for you and I. And our favorite listening audience out there, all 13 and a half of you. And, yeah, George and I don't have the biggest fan club in the world. probably because we don't have too much hair.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to go out and we're going to go to the hair club for men and look sharp, get young again. But this album came out in Japan. I don't know exactly the date, but this is a Peavine album that came out in around 1980 or 1981. I know it's got to be about 10 or 11 years old now, and it's got some great cuts on it by the Five C's and the Hornets. We'd like to feature the Hornets today, who recorded for the States label, and all this material is from 1953. We're going to play three unreleased cuts, and we're going to play two released cuts. But before we bring you that, let me just tell you, you're listening to WFUV 90.7 FM, Fordham University.
In New York.